is that, in my way of thinking, I live in a rural market, have lived in a rural market my entire life, and it's amazing to hear the people that live in these towns come up here and say, you know, you're overdeveloping the county. Baloney. The towns are the ones that are overdeveloped by far. Let's look at the towns. I'm not familiar with a whole bunch of them. I know Lewis and Rehoboth. Neither one of those towns get the water from within the town limits. Neither one of them can process their own sewer water without releasing it to the inland bays. Rehoboth is the number one polluter of the Rehoboth Bay, has been for the last umpteen years, and they've given it to 2012 or whatever, 14, to get it right. And I don't know why, when all the properties in Rehoboth are all of a sudden selling for $1 million, and our state highway department goes in there, they can't do anything for the roads in Sussex County, but they can spend $15 million to beautify Rehoboth Avenue. Talk about a waste of money. So let's look at who's really overdeveloped. You know, again, it's in the towns, centers are overdeveloped. Believe you me, you don't know of any where they can provide all their own services. How they got to go outside of town to go shopping. Next, in your conservation element, gentlemen, I don't know how much of our taxpayers' money you want to spend to conserve ag land, open space, whatever you want to call it. According to this document out here, 21% of Sussex County is permanently protected against development. How much do you want? Set a goal, determine an amount of how much you want to protect. And if you want to, put it on a referendum or a ballot or something. We'll decide how much money we want to put up. I think the money could be well spent in other services throughout the county than buying up in excess of 21% of the farmland or open space land. The next thing is, I want to ask you about the credibility of these maps in this that's in the comprehensive zoning plan. I happen to own a rather large parcel of land. I know where it is. I can see it on your tax map. But 100% of my farm is noted as being forested. I've got about 300 acres of forested land and about 710 acres of good ag land that I till. About 580 acres is under irrigation. And so I'm telling you, your maps aren't right. You've trusted DNRAC or some other state agency to put these suckers together, and they won't buy for the credibility. Then who, I noticed you voted down today the source water protection thing, but it's the same thing. DNRAC draws a map. They give you all these things about, we draw the lines, we swear to them that they're accurate, but I know they're not accurate. I know that source water map is nowhere near accurate, but yet they gave you a map and want you to protect those lands. And so you voted it down, it's a good thing, because the maps are not accurate, and they put the burden on the individual property owner to prove that he's not in the source water area. My case, I guess one of these days, my family will probably have to prove that we're not in the forested area. I don't know what it'll take to prove it. Probably have to hire half a dozen arborists or tree people to come out and prove that there's irrigation systems to the trees. But anyhow, I want to back up what my son said about the legality of this comprehensive plan. And my comments, I think you've done a wonderful job. I really can't decide a whole bunch of bad things about the plan, but beware of the government, because they're not here to help you. They're here to screw you. Okay?
Good evening. My name is Jules Jackson. I'm an Indigenous rights activist. I can bend over. I don't want to be that person that breaks the mic and no one can talk. Okay, I can do that too. I can multitask. Okay. Good evening. My name is Jules Jackson. I'm an Indigenous rights activist. For the record and the purpose of contacting me in the future, my